Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants. Price may vary.
Remember the Thai cave rescue? What about the mission depicted in Black Hawk Down or the epic rescue shown in Captain Phillips? You've probably heard of all of these, but did you know that U.S. Air Force Special Warfare played a pivotal role in all of them? These airmen are the most highly trained warriors on the planet. Other forces like the SEALs and Army Rangers call on them to provide skills no one else can. Not many people make the cut, but if you think you can, visit airforce.com to learn more.
This is the Busted Open Podcast. You can listen to the full show 7 days a week from 9 a.m. to noon Eastern on SiriusXM Fight Nation Channel 156.
Welcome to the Busted Open Podcast. This is Dave LaGreca. On today's episode, myself and Bully Ray break down Monday Night Raw, your new undisputed WWE champion, the one and only, the American Nightmare, Cody Rhodes. We get into that celebration. Also, we get into The Rock, the good, the bad, and the awkward. And what exactly was in The Rock's hand that he passed to Cody? I don't know. Do you? We talk about it right now on the Busted Open Podcast. The first Monday.
Only just begun.
It's true. It's true. Good job by our producer, Paul, who put that together, because it's so true. You heard it from The Rock last night. It's only just begun. As I said, and I've been saying it the whole time, Bully, one story ends, a new story begins. Everybody was like, oh my God, what's going to happen once Cody is crowned your new undisputed WWE Universal Champion? And the story ends. Where do you go from there? Where do you go from there? A new story begins. A new book in the WWE begins. And the story with The Rock, chapter one, is it going to be this week or next week or maybe even next month? That's going to be something you're going to have to wait for, and may even have to wait for a while. But already, Bully, there's, and waiting in the wings at some point is going to be The Rock and Roman. There's a lot of little subplots for major stories that are going to happen over the course of the next 6 months, over the course of the next year and beyond. That's the beauty, Bully, of this business, and that's the beauty of storytelling.
Listen, the WWE is sports entertainment. They're in the storytelling business. They're, you know, their A stories will always drive the ship, drive that machine. Speaking of machine, you know, I had an original tweet planned to go out after the first, I don't know, 15 to 20 minutes of the opening segment last night. And then I deleted that tweet because The Rock came out. Mm-hmm. The original portion of my tweet said this: the WWE Universe is 100% behind Triple H. The machine is 100% behind Cody. And then I was going to go on and on, but then The Rock came out, and I wound up deleting the entire tweet and going and saying the good, the bad, and the ugly of Monday Night Raw. Right off the bat, I thought we had good stuff, I thought we had bad stuff, and I thought we had ugly stuff. But you're right about the story. It's going to unfold, and it's going to be interesting to see when The Rock came back. And it's going to, and right now we have something called the what. Remember, Dave, it's all about the who, what, when, where, why, and how in professional wrestling, okay? We have ourselves with another what. What did Rock whisper in Cody's ear? That was the first what. Now we have what did Rocky hand to Cody? Just that alone has me intrigued. I want to know what was handed to him. Dave, remember in Pulp Fiction? You remember Pulp Fiction,
yeah,
right?
Of course.
The question on everybody's mind until this day is what?
What was in that briefcase?
what was in the briefcase. And there's you know, all sorts of stories, and I don't even know if Quentin Tarantino ever actually gave an answer. What was in that briefcase, that suitcase? What did Rock hand to Cody? Now, we can hypothesize this morning, but if we start to guess, and even if we take an educated guess at this, they never told us about the watch. Remember the watch we talked about yesterday? So let me get right to it. Do you think Rocky handed Cody a busted up version of the watch?
No, I'm going to say no, because if that was something that maybe happened behind closed doors, I would say that that's a probability. But the fact that Triple H has already spoken about it and Cody Rhodes has already spoken about it, it was mentioned in the press conference right after WrestleMania. You can't go there, because then everyone's already going to know about the story behind it. So I don't think it's that. I think it does, though, Bully. And again, this is just speculation. What?
But what do you mean? You're going to say everybody knows the story behind it. That would be a good thing. They didn't tell the story about the watch on television. The story about the watch only existed via social media.
Yeah, but
they
also talked about already giving it to Cody. So, like, if The Rock had it and handed it to Cody, then it's like they've already spoken publicly about giving that to Cody. So,
okay, but maybe The Rock got his hands on the watch and broke the watch and handed it to him. I can't come up with anything. Do you have a guess?
I think it does go back to what you just first said, Bully. And listen, by the way, you just set something up that could be a possibility now. Maybe The Rock got his hands on the watch and broke the watch, and he handed him the pieces of that broken watch. I didn't even think of that. So that is a possibility, Bully. So I apologize. But I think it does go back to what you just said. What did The Rock say in Cody's ear? Because I think it goes back to that moment. Because what did The Rock say as well? The Rock said, "You broke my heart, and you're never going to break my heart again."
You broke my heart, so I broke your watch. Then that watch is to bring back people up to speed. Remember, people, they haven't put this out on television yet. But the watch was a gift from Nick Khan, Triple H, and Bruce Pritchard to Cody Rhodes. The significance of the watch, it is the same exact watch that Dusty Rhodes owned, that Dusty Rhodes went to a pawn shop or pawned to get cold hard cash to send Cody to acting school. You broke my heart. That watch means a lot to the Rhodes family, because Dusty was willing to sell it to help Cody get along in his career, to help Cody get to the next level. You broke my heart, I break your watch. Because I couldn't break your heart at WrestleMania, and I couldn't break your spirit in WrestleMania, and I couldn't break you, period. Thus, you are the Universal Champion. So if I can't break you down mentally, and I couldn't break you down physically, I'm going to break you down in another way. I'm going to take something from you that meant a lot. I don't know. I'm speculating here, but it's
got
to be
something.
But
that's the beauty of it, Bully. That's the fun of it, is that they're giving you something that, coming out of it, you're like, what was that? What could that be? You're calling up your friends. What do you think is happening here? We're talking about it to start Busted Open. And it's setting up already a story between Cody and Rock, which may not happen, because Rock even said, I'm going away for a while. So we're not even going to see this play out. They're just planting the seed for some time in the future.
What I'd love to do is throw this out to the nation real quick this morning, because I'd like to hear some of their opinions. And please don't call in and say it's a watch, because we already hit that it's a watch. We don't need any parrots here this morning on Busted Open. I'd like to hear a different opinion of what the nation thinks that Rock handed Cody. And if it's a pair of cufflinks, tell me why it's a pair of cufflinks.
Well, let's break it down, Bully. Here okay. We are breaking this down, but that's what good stories do. As soon as he handed it to Cody didn't see what it was. It was in the palm of The Rock's hand, and then he put it in Cody's hand, and he said right away, "You know what this is. You know what this is." So it's got to be something small that fits in the palm of your hand. And right away, just from the feel of it, Cody's going to know what that is. So the watch is a great idea because that could fit in the palm of your hand. And if somebody put that in your hand, you would know exactly what that was. And if it was broken, you would especially know that it's a broken watch.
It could be just the face of the watch. Take you back to Pulp Fiction. Remember when... what's the guy? The guy who talks like this, and I can't do his impressionation. Christopher Walken. When Walken comes in and gives a young Bruce Willis his dad, his grandfather's watch. So he could have taken off just the face of the watch and handed it to Cody.
Yeah, it could be anything. I think that's a great guess, but it sets up for what we're going to see because ultimately what the Rock said was right. You beat Roman Reigns. Congratulations. You beat Roman, but you didn't beat me. I beat you night number one, 1, 2, 3, in the middle of the ring. And that's 100% true. Now, that wasn't for a championship. That was for a stipulation. But still, The Rock beat Cody in the middle of the ring, 1, 2, 3.
Definitively.
Yes.
Rock bottom, in the middle, 1, 2, 3. No swerves, no dips, no anything like that. Picked him up, rock bottom, 1, 2, 3.
Now.
So, I mean, Rock can hold that over Cody's head for a long time.
Now, we know now, Bully, that The Rock, that stage is already set. They've already set that stage between Rock and Cody. Now it's going to be interesting to see the next time we see Roman Reigns. And what Roman Reigns has to say.
And they set Roman Reigns up last night. Roman Reigns, as of right now, in my eyes, babyface. The whole place was chanting, "Thank you, Roman," just because Cody suggested it. 20,000 people plus in Brooklyn, "Thank you, Roman." If Roman comes out at any point now, I think he gets a good pop. Like last night, if Roman would have come out after that to shake Cody's hand, huge pop. People, I believe, leading up to this, they wanted to see Roman dethroned, and they wanted to see Cody win. Yes, but I believe they respect Roman a lot for what he was able to do, especially after the documentary and what we learned about him. I think they're setting Roman Reigns up for a nice babyface run.
Cody wouldn't have had that moment be as special as it was if it wasn't for the reign of Roman. As Cody said, one of the greatest championship runs of all time. And I want to talk just a little bit more about The Rock, Bully. And this is the beauty of The Rock, because now that one book is over and Cody finished his story, and a little bit later on, I want to get into everything that we saw at the beginning, because we can't just gloss over the first 25 minutes of Monday Night Raw last night when it came to Cody Rhodes. And I want to dive into that. But I also want to talk about the beauty of The Rock. And The Rock comes out last night, right, Bully? Don't know The Rock is going to be there. You know, you could speculate, but you really didn't know. The Rock comes out, huge pop for The Rock. Rock comes out, huge pop for The Rock. There's a Rocky chant for The Rock. And then all of a sudden, when he gets into the ring, that Rocky chant turns to an Undertaker chant. Then that Undertaker chant turned to a Rocky Sucks chant. And then the Rocky Sucks chant turned into boos, so that every time The Rock raised the microphone to talk, the crowd was booing. Then, excuse my language, there was the shut the fuck up chants to The Rock. There were asshole chants to The Rock. And then they were wanting The Rock when he talked. Bully, this was all within 4 minutes. What other wrestler could get an ovation like The Rock got, a pop like The Rock got, where 20,000 fans are chanting Rocky, and then within a four-minute span, they're chanting, shut the fuck up, and calling him an asshole? that really is the beauty of The Rock and how he has the fans just sitting in the palm of his hand.
I don't know if I can agree with the palm of his hand. I think those people got under Rocky's skin last night. There was a couple of times where I saw Rock's fake smile. The kind of smile like, oh, this is not going the way I thought it would. I thought Brooklyn got to The Rock last night.
Philadelphia.
I'm sorry. I thought Philadelphia got to The Rock last night. I really do.
Interesting.
I mean, what have you ever heard in your entire life a this is awkward chant?
No, that may be the first time I heard that this is awkward chant.
And I'm sitting there in my chair and I'm saying to myself, this is really weird. And then all of a sudden, this is awkward. It was. But yeah, him getting all these chants, I don't think it's because he's playing them. I think it's because Philadelphia is just hitting him with every last thing that they could possibly say and think about him. And I think they threw him off.
Wow. Okay.
He repeated himself a couple of times again last night. And what we saw in the past is when Rocky repeats himself, they're throwing him off his game.
I will say this about The Rock last night. He was very slow paced in what he was saying. He was very calculated in what he was saying last night.
I think he was slow because Philadelphia was hitting him from different angles that he wasn't exactly prepared for. I mean, the whole can I wear your belt segment. Can I just hold your belt or wear your belt? Whatever the hell he said. In your opinion, what was the point?
I thought it was going to lead to something. Like, I have to admit that I was, like, waiting for, like, the other shoe to drop. I was waiting maybe whether it was going to be physicality or some really sly remark from The Rock. And so I thought it added tension to the segment, which is where it was going. But it didn't really lead anywhere. And I think the word that you could use to describe it, as you said and the fans said in Philadelphia, was it was awkward.
I don't know why. Maybe The Rock wanted to touch the belt one more time just in case he never got to touch a championship again. Or maybe The Rock needed to feel what it was like for, The Rock to feel like a champion again. Or I don't know. I don't know why Cody gave up the belt. I don't know why Cody would care about the other belt. I don't know why Rock gives a shit about carrying the other belt to the ring.
Now,
it's a nice gift that was given to him at the Hall of Fame, but I don't want to be. Imagine you were a fan who tuned back into Raw last night because you heard all of the hoopla surrounding WrestleMania, and now you're saying to yourself, well, what belt is that Rock has? To me, you're taking the focus off of Cody and his brand new Universal Championship.
Distraction. I thought Cody did a decent job of trying to cover it up as far as like, well, let me hold on to, because it was the people's championship belt. I'm the people's champion. And he kind of covered it up. But I don't want to say that The Rock got lost, but maybe he did. Maybe from what you're saying, like maybe there was a bridge there that would have had that little back and forth make sense that just got passed over.
Imagine you were the producer of that segment last night, Dave, okay? And at 5 o'clock, you met in the ring with The Rock and Cody. And The Rock said, okay, there's going to be a point in the promo where I'm going to ask Cody to hold his championship, and then Cody's going to ask me to hold his championship. Wouldn't you ask the question of why?
I would have asked why, and I would have probably said not only for time concerns, but also for just deep meaning and understanding, I would probably say, let's cut this. Let's not even have that be a part of it, right?
I wouldn't have jumped there yet. I would have asked why. And then what I would have, if there was a good reason why, I would have said, okay, where does this get us? How does this connect any dot? Is The Rock one day going to put up that People's Championship given to him by the widow of Muhammad Ali? Is that ever going to be up for grabs? And do we care if anybody wins it? It's a beautiful gift. that's what it is. Like, when, even when I saw The Rock carrying it out at WrestleMania, to me, a distraction. I don't need any, with a baby face like Cody, I don't need any of the attention taken off of him. Roman is my Universal Champion. I don't need to see anybody else with a championship that can even be perceived for a moment as something more important than that Universal Championship. If The Rock wants to be backstage in a vignette or a promo holding it, I get it. But not walking to the ring. And then last night, what's The Rock holding? I don't know. Cody's the Universal Champion. I want every ounce of my attention on him. If you're out to dinner with your wife wants 100% of your attention. She doesn't want your eyes straying across the room looking at somebody else, and vice versa. You want to be able to command 100% of their attention. So I don't know what that belt swapping stuff got them last night.
No, because
I'm trying to figure out like something, like, okay, maybe it meant this, but nothing really makes sense.
Something was, would you agree that it felt like something was missing? Like a line or, like, I just feel like something was, something did not happen that was supposed to happen. Because Bully, what happened before that, I thought was impactful. And what happened right after that, I thought was impactful. So what happened with the awkwardness between those two with the championship title swapping just was completely unnecessary because you got to your point without having to do that. I felt like, and I said I thought it was a tense moment because I was waiting for something to happen. Just a face-off between those two would have done that without having that awkward moment. Because whenever you do that, it reminds me of, remember like when it was Charlotte and Becky were swapping the championship titles because they went to different brands. That's what that reminded me of. It was just like, this is kind of awkward and unnecessary. And I felt like that little piece of business was a bit unnecessary.
They were out there for 45 minutes. 45 minutes. Now, I'm sure if you take a look at the quarter hours, just having The Rock out there is going to give you strong quarter hours. But I'll be damned if some of the life was not sucked out of that building just because it went so long and was at the end meaningless. Man, that segment started off beautiful. I loved Hunter coming out and just saying, hey, man, I came out here to say thank you. I love Hunter giving the introductions. It was so beautiful the way it started, but the way it ended,
The Busted Open Podcast is now available on YouTube. This is Dave LaGreca, host of Busted Open, the number one pro wrestling show on the planet. You can now watch and listen to the award-winning Busted Open Podcast every single day on YouTube. Our best interviews, behind-the-scenes access, and some of our best content from the past, all available right now when you go to youtube.com/@BustedOpenPodcast. Subscribe right now.
Hot off the press from Maybelline, New York, it's new Lifter Plump, an intense plumping lip gloss formulated with chili pepper to deliver a heated sensation for an instant plumping effect that lasts. From 8 sizzling shades like Blush Blaze, Red Flag, Hot Honey, Coco Zing, and more. An extra large wand applicator transforms lips in one swipe. Learn more at Maybelline.com. For a limited time, get 10% off your Lifter Plump purchase on Amazon with code 10PLUMP.
Vanguard is working hard to balance opportunity and risk for investors in this time of volatile yields. We know financial advisors are working hard to do the same. Visit vanguard.com/fixed income today. Important information. All investing is subject to risk, including the possible loss of the money you invest. Bond funds are subject to the risk that an issuer will fail to make payments on time and that bond prices will decline because of rising interest rates or negative perceptions of an issuer's ability to make payments. Vanguard Marketing Corporation, distributor.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to keepitfunohio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
There's a lot to get into. And what I said about The Rock as well, Bully, is that you could say what you want about the little awkwardness between Cody and The Rock. The Rock did a tremendous job to get those fans that seemed to be behind him to boo the hell out of him. And he has a talent for that. And what The Rock has been able to do, and kind of like what he said, make wrestling cool again, he gets a lot of credit for it. The work that he has done with the WWE since coming back has been amazing. And it really helped Cody finish the story. And I honestly can't wait to see Cody and The Rock back in the ring together again.
Tell me something specifically that The Rock did to get the people to turn on him.
Well, I think that, you know, telling the crowd to shut the fuck up.
Okay, hold on, stop. Hold on. Give that line to any heel and they're going to boo the way they booed The Rock.
So, yeah, but no other heel, though, would get the reception that The Rock got when he came out. Like The Rock,
okay, that's fine. He got a superstar pop.
But it's hard, I would think, to get a superstar pop like he got, and then get those same fans that are cheering and chanting your name to now hate you.
It is built in when you hear the beginning of The Rock's music, when you hear the gong, when you hear the glass shatter. You're going to get the built-in responses that have been there for years and years and years. I don't think, if you're telling me that The Rock got tremendous heat because he told the Philly crowd to shut the F up, you could take the lowest heel on the totem pole right now, JD McDonagh. He could say that to the crowd and he's going to get that kind of heat. So I want to know specifically what Rock did to turn the people.
That it was just that. Turning on the fans. And
okay.
So let me ask you, since The Rock is going away for a while, Bully, how would you grade what The Rock has been able to bring to the table in these last couple of months?
B+.
See, I think I would give him an A. I mean, a B+ is a great grade. But I think I would give him an A.
I'd move up to an A too. I mean, B+ or Aaron A. I mean, it's the same damn thing. Did Rock being involved add intrigue? Absolutely, it did. Did this take as many twists and turns as I thought it would? Absolutely not.
Really?
No.
I mean, the fact that we felt like that he was going to take himself and put himself in the main event, and the main event completely changing, that was a complete 180.
I'm talking about storyline written twists and turns. That was a complete anomaly. That was the fans changing it. I mean, twists and turns, like storyline wise, like I liked the run-ins on the match. I don't think that the thing that stood out to me the most about Rock coming back storyline-wise was the night that he beat Cody down in Chicago out in the rain. That was the most impactful thing Rock could have done for me. I mean, in my opinion, that he had done. When you do things like what he did in Memphis, I think that derails things a little bit. Listen, at the end of the day, all of this stuff means, my opinion means zero when it comes to this. WrestleMania did major, major business. It was huge. It was fun. It was entertaining. I think they need to be very, very careful about when The Rock comes back, about putting what he wants to do under a microscope a little more and how it can truly help Cody. Yes, Cody getting the 1-2-3 on Rock will be a big deal if he's able to defend his Universal Championship, if he's still the champion. But it's all about how we get there. It's about Rock helping Cody to become as big of a star as The Rock is or was in the world of professional wrestling. Not Hollywood, get rid of all that. they need to use Rock to his maximum potential to now get Cody over if he's going to be part of the story, whether that's tomorrow, 6 months, or a year from now. Was the story enjoyable to you? I'm assuming it was, because you got what you wanted in your end result. Your guy won. Your guy is now the champion. All of these are just like opinions right now of how they got there. Would I have done things a couple of things differently in the way they got there? Sure. I keep going back to Memphis because it's the obvious, easiest one. I would have never wasted Memphis on babyface shine for The Rock, because once again, I don't know what good that did for the story. How did that help them get anywhere? Maybe people would have hated The Rock even more if they didn't throw Memphis away. So much like we're talking about, you know, what good did the belt exchange do? What good did a night in Memphis do where The Rock babyfaced the whole place? But none of that matters anymore. We got to WrestleMania. We got the desired result. Moving on now. So,
well,
like, go ahead.
No, because you said the good, the bad, the ugly. I think you mentioned the bad. And probably not the ugly, but the awkward. It may be the good, the bad, the awkward.
The ugly, that's 100 times better than what I, you know, the good, the bad, and the ugly. It was the good, the bad, and the awkward, because my ugly was the awkward.
Yeah. So what was the good? What did you love about that segment last night?
The beginning. I loved Hunter coming out and once again putting, you know, thanking the crowd, the people thanking him. Hunter basically reminding people of what Stephanie said in a different way, that, you know, this is my book now. I'm the head, you know, I'm creative, even though he really didn't say that. I loved that Hunter introducing Cody, giving it that big feel. I was a little concerned about Cody's response. I did not hear the same pop for Cody as I did for Hunter. I would have probably given all the energy in the room to Cody first. Like, I think I would have given Cody music and entrance first, and then Hunter. But then it's weird for Hunter to thank the crowd and everything like that. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, but I think it was necessary for this reason. I actually thought Cody got a huge pop, but what it was and what I loved about it and why you had to have Triple H come out first, Bully, in my opinion, is that he introduced Cody as the guy, you know, that he is.
He never
the
said the Universal Champion, though. He didn't say Universal Champion, and I don't think Samantha or Irvin said Universal Champion. Undisputed.
Yeah, it was Undisputed WWE Champion. I feel like now it's like that's the championship. I think it definitively, without question, this is the top championship in the WWE. But what Triple H said is that the man that will take them into the new era, and he introduced Cody Rhodes. And for all intents and purposes, Bully, Cody Rhodes is Triple H's Hulk Hogan. Like Vince McMahon, when he truly took over the company and wanted to push the company to be a national product, he chose Hulk Hogan to be his guy. Triple H, to me, definitively is, now that this is the new era, and like you said on yesterday's show, he planted the flag that this is my company now. Cody is the guy that he's pointed to as to be the man, to be the face of the new era, the Paul Levesque era.
He even said that in a way last night in the middle of the ring.
Yep, he did. He said the man that will take them into the new era.
So, yep, that's my guy. Hunter comes out, the Cody thing, and now we get the video package that they put together for Cody. I love the fact that Triple H had to make fun of the fact that they had some, you know, bootleg, you know, monitor, because the place is so sold out. We had to take down the entire stage and we had to take down the Titantron. Love that. love the fact that it was so scaled down, because what if they're scaling down to the bare minimum, Dave, what does that tell you? They're selling every seat in the house. I've never seen that before. It's almost like reminiscent of going back to old school WWF days when they came out just little entrances.
That's what it was, basically. I mean, Triple H said the largest gate in Monday Night Raw history. I mean, we keep talking about them, and that's a record that they broke from last week. So last week broke the record, and they broke the record again last night. I mean, like, we keep talking about it, Bully. Pro wrestling is hot right now, and they're just breaking record after record. And there's one thing I want to go back to. It's a small thing, Bully, but you said earlier about, you know, the WWE is sports entertainment, which is true. But the WWE right now is also pro wrestling.
Oh, they're saying it a lot.
They're saying it a lot. I think like all those McMahonisms, certain things that you can say and certain things you can't say, because, you know, Bully, for a long time you could not say pro wrestling under the Vince McMahon regime. I think Triple H is making it a point to throw that term out as much as he possibly can.
Dave, every time I hear the word pro wrestling, I see Vince sitting at home. Remember the scene in Rocky II when Mickey is listening to the news and he gets so mad he throws his cup of soup at the TV? Yeah. I can almost envision, don't say pro wrestling. He throws his cup of soup with his crackers at the TV.
Yeah, I mean, I think soup, so. Though. I think so, because I think it makes – I think it definitely – Bully makes him cringe, because I always go back to the interview on the Stone Cold podcast where, you know, all Stone Cold said was wrestling, and the face of disgust that was on Vince McMahon's face, that's not Triple H. So, and I think that's a big reason why, Bully, that the WWE keeps getting bigger and bigger, because if you're the mainstream, you know, fringe sports entertainment fan, you love the WWE. But if you're the hardcore grizzled pro wrestling fan right now, you love the WWE.
Who is relying heavily on the word pro wrestling right now in the wrestling business?
Who?
AEW. But now you have the WWE saying, no, we're pro wrestling.
Yeah, that's what they're saying. Wrestling. They want to relate to everything. Triple H doesn't look at it as a dirty word. Like, Vince McMahon thought of pro wrestling as a dirty word. Triple H looks at pro wrestling as an art form. Busted Open is part of the SiriusXM Sports Podcast Network. If you enjoyed this episode and want to hear more, please give a 5-star rating and leave a review. Subscribe today wherever you stream your podcast. Catch the full 3 hours of Busted Open every day of the week at 9 a.m. Eastern on SiriusXM Foundation, channel 156. Go to SiriusXM.com/BustedOpenTrial to start your free trial today.
Hot off the press from Maybelline, New York, it's new Lifter Plump, an intense plumping lip gloss formulated with chili pepper to deliver a heated sensation for an instant plumping effect that lasts. From 8 sizzling shades like Blush Blaze, Red Flag, Hot Honey, Cocoa Zing, and more. An extra large wand applicator transforms lips in one swipe. Learn more at Maybelline.com. For a limited time, get 10% off your Lifter Plump purchase on Amazon with code 10PLUMP.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters. Both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.